Chicago Metzblatt, can I help you?
Hi, is Basil available?
Speaking.
Hi, Basil. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Nicole.
Good. I know you had made a request. It looks like it was for earlier this morning, but the request came through a little bit late. Is this still a good time for you?
Sure. What do you need?
Okay. Well, it looks like you were looking for some working capital for the business.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for the long-term stuff. The short-term stuff I can get, you know, one of them a day almost, but it's the long-term stuff I'm mainly looking for.
And this is for New England Surgical Center?
Yes.
Okay. What does your business do exactly?
We sell medical supplies. You can go to our website, jcomedsupply.com, and you can see what we sell.
Okay.
If you have a parent or anybody, elderly person, you know, you can buy right on our website, jaycomedsupply.com.
Okay. And it's all just online sales? Do you have a retail store as well?
No. It's mostly retail. We've been in business since 1982, and we do.
Oh, wow.
And then with Obamacare destroying our industry, we're about the only one left.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we don't do any insurance, so we don't have any. We have no problems. Everybody else that did insurance went out of business.
Yeah.
Because we didn't do insurance, and we're not involved in that baloney. We're doing well, but we can't keep up with the demand. We got like 8 stores that went out of business, and we're trying to supply them all.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do it with the limited capital that's available for the small business, you know.
Okay, so you're just looking for the funding to buy inventory?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
Just a couple of little bank loans.
Are they the smaller term loans, or are they actually through, like, your local bank?
They're through a local bank, but the local banks won't give money to businesses anymore.
Yeah, so they don't lend too much.
They're kind of old.
Yeah.
They're almost paid up, too. I think I owe, like, one was 140 and one was 70, and I think the balance is, like, 120 on both of them now.
Okay. But those are longer-term loans? Are they
I'm not going to get them again, no. Once those are paid off, they're done. They're like, I consider them expensive cars right now, that's all.
Okay.
Once they're done, you know?
But are those, is a line of credit or is an actual, like, a term loan?
No, they're just little term loans.
Little
term loans, that's all they are.
Got it. Would you be able to hand anything between 2 to 3 years for a term length?
I'd prefer 3.
Okay. We do have a 3-year term. I don't want to promise you to get approved for it. It is one of our newer programs.
Yeah.
But we do have that. We definitely have the 2 years as well. And most of our programs you can refinance halfway and then renegotiate the terms extended out. Was there a certain amount of money you were looking for?
Let's see, somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,
mm-hmm.
you know, 150 to 250, something like that.
Okay. And did you have a time frame for getting the funding?
Oh, you know, as soon as possible, because we are losing about $2,000 a day.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
In terms of sales.
Where do you usually buy your inventory?
We are direct with like 80 direct vendors.
Okay.
And 2 major wholesalers. You've probably heard of Henry Schein. Ever hear
of
him?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's one of our wholesalers.
Okay.
You know, Microflex is our big glove supplier. We do about $150,000 a year with them.
Okay.
Glove and, nitrile gloves, that kind of thing.
Okay. What
we have about 60 vendors, and we're in the largest buying group in the world, too. Independent Medical Co-op.
Okay.
The whole group buys $4 billion. We're one of the smaller suppliers.
Okay.
One of the smaller members.
What does the business do annually for gross revenue?
1.72 last year. We're projected for 1.8 this year.
Okay.
So far. But, you know, obviously without the capital, I'll be staying at 1.7.
So that is?
As of today, we're at 1.8.
Okay.
Million.
So that'll fall right in the range of what you're looking for. I think 150 to potentially 220, maybe in that range is what you would probably get approved for.
Are you Nicole?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you get an email?
Yeah.
From me? Okay, yeah. So that's kind of what you're looking at, you know, the 2 years, maybe 3 years. How is your personal
Well, three
credit?
Years is better. It's average. It's nothing. You know what the thing is the business, I know you're going to say, oh, that's the same, but it really doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with me because my wife handles my personal finances and she's really not that great, you know?
Uh-oh.
And the business has got nothing to do with me personally. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as the way it's the way I run my business, it's perfect. I was here all day Sunday. If you came into this place today, you wouldn't believe there was a store like this. It's so neat. Everything's perfect, put away. Everything's organized. I got my exact figures for what my payables were, what my expense payables are, what my register for the exact amount of money I made. I could end my taxes in 15 minutes right now for the year. The year ended today.
Great.
I'm so organized. But the thing is, you know, my wife, God, you know, honey, where's the water bill? Oh, well, I don't know where I put it. You want me to help you find it because they want their money, you know? I don't know what to do with, you know, I can't do it all, you know?
Yeah.
So she's a wonderful person, but terrible with bills. So she's kind of screwed up my personal credit, but as far as that's concerned. As far as the business credit,
major.
As far as the business.
You know,
well, I mean, it really should.
Tax lien.
No, never. No, no, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's not where it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the good thing is we do have a lot of good programs, and they are not solely dependent on your credit. We want to, you know, just look at the business in general.
I think it was 629 Experian.
Okay.
And that's the lowest, and then 690 was Equifax, one of the others.
Okay.
And that was only because she didn't tell me she didn't pay the mortgage for 3 months.
Oh.
I paid it. Now I'm paying it every month. I'm doing
okay.
It now, so.
You took over.
Yeah. But I mean, next month it'll show up a lot better because I took that over.
Okay. Not a problem. So now, if you get this loan, what kind of return are you thinking you would get by getting, say, an additional, let's just use 150 as an example?
Do you want to know what our gross profit is? Because this can be as high as 50% or as low as 35. It averages around 40.
Just depends on the product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
I mean, I think our profits are actually going up higher, actually.
Okay.
We're getting a lot stricter, and, you know, because we have limited capital, we're not letting stuff go as cheap as we used to, too, so we're raising our prices, too.
Okay. Perfect. And then are you the sole owner of the business?
Well, my wife and I are joint owners. You know.
Okay. Is it 50-50, or what is the breakdown?
It's 50-50, yeah.
50-50. Okay. Perfect. And if we needed her to go on the loan, would that be an issue?
No. She signs everything.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll email you what I need to issue an approval. But I just wanted to clarify, the two other loans you have...
Just a regular local bank.
Just regular through the local bank.
I could throw
a
tennis ball to the parking lot from where I am.
Okay, just want to make sure because sometimes if there's other loans that are taken out, they may affect what we can issue. If it's through the local bank, that shouldn't be an issue though.
Right.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I do have your email address here. I have j@jcomedsupply.com.
Yeah.
And what I'll send you is a one-page application.
Yep.
And then we'll look at 6 months business bank statements so we can review the revenue.
The only problem is one of the last bank statement has $100,000 extra because my mom let me borrow some money, so that's between me and her. It's like kind of a it's like a, you know, it's a loan and everything, but it's not really like a bank loan.
No, that's fine. They may ask what that deposit is. So that's fine. We can.
That's what it is. I'm telling you up front, you know, because our average is like our average bank statement's around 150. So you're gonna see 1317. That's not our average one, you know.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll request that. And then, did you complete your 2015 tax return, or do you have 2014?
Our year ends in 6:30 now. The 6:30, 2016. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Yeah, this is 2016.
Yeah, we're in 16, so we're requesting 15. And if you don't have that, we'll accept 14.
Yeah, we have that. We have them all. I mean, I just don't know what because our year ends 6:30, 2015.
Right. So it's a
And then
a little bit tricky.
2016, and so
okay.
Our year just ended on the 30th.
Okay.
So whatever year that previous year is, mm-hmm. I won't have until the 15th of September.
Okay. So we'll just take what you have available and go from there. So if you've got 10 minutes, I'll send this over. We can usually have approvals for you within a day. And what I'll do is I'll request the longest term for you. And then we usually have a few different options. We'll approve you for the largest amount of funding. You could decide how much you'd like to take, as well as the term length as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm more concerned about longer terms. That's all.
Yeah. So we'll request that for you. Just because you want a nice cushion. Is that correct?
No, just that you like to pay so much back rather a month rather than like this daily stuff. I just got through with a snap cap loan, and that was just too intense. You know, $900
okay.
a day. I couldn't
but
deal with that.
That's paid again. Off, right? The snap.
Yeah,
one?
I paid that. Yeah, I
okay.
paid that one off. I think it was like July 1st or something, or July 11th or something.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, that sounds good. I think that they typically do the shorter terms, that company. So.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think they do more so the shorter terms.
Yeah, I also had an American Express one I did. That was another short-term one. And they just don't have the longer-term product.
It was the Amex through your credit cards, or was it not?
No. It was through American Express Merchant Financing. Mm-hmm. That one I paid off, too, well before it was due. But it's just I don't like the daily
okay.
ones anymore. So I'm not interested. If that's all you have, then don't.
No, it's not.
And I don't want to move ahead, you know, because
it's
not. It doesn't work for us.
We have daily, we have weekly, and we have monthly.
Because we're in a very high tax zone.
Yeah.
Very, very high overhead environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't really be in a situation where we have this daily stuff coming in, you know.
Right. I think we'll find something that's going to be a really good fit for you.
Okay. Well, thanks,
okay.
Nicole. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'll send this over to you shortly.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.